This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Hello.
What's up?
Just a perfect Friday.
What's up, y'all?
It is gorgeous.
It is perfect. And so are you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, perfect? Look, I'm spectacular, but perfect? Nah. That and some other things separate me from Jesus, but, you know, I'm close. I'm in the ballpark. Mm. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
What was that study? How many people thought that they were the best person they knew? Wasn't it like 50% or something?
Yeah, it was. I think it was over 50%. Percent.
That still blows my mind. That's boy, that is fascinating that there are that many people that think that personally they are the best person they know.
Well, if you think about it though,
I know some other people.
If half of the world are schmucks,
yeah. Well, when I think
wouldn't it
I think there's more than half that are schmucks.
But. Well, then that would mean that if there's more than half that are schmucks, that would mean that 50% of the people are the best person that they know.
But so if you're a schmuck, you're only running with schmucks, but there's still got to be a better schmuck than you, right?
I mean, you would think, but they don't know that because they're a schmuck.
Well, I guess maybe like a lack of self-awareness. It's just like if you're running a race with the same group of people and you're finishing first, go run against better people. Go, like, if you're an idiot, go find someone that's less of an idiot than you and you know, take some tips.
Yeah. Take the tip.
Go always the tip. Right? Find people that are smarter, more successful, more interesting, and, you know, hang around them. Maybe some of it will rub off.
The problem
is... Stop hanging out at the Walmart or the Greyhound station.
I think that people overinflate themselves. Like, they think too much of themselves.
Oh, that's...
That's a problem.
That's 100%.
That's the problem.
Yes. So...
Okay.
You know, knock yourself down a time or two.
Yeah, like a little humility would be nice.
Yes.
In the world.
Absolutely.
And a little less tea. You get those two things going, I think we're better off.
But, yeah. Well, that was our... Like,
did you see that Padres guy that knocked out the...
Yeah, there was...
Rockies guy?
Was it
the Rockies?
So is it Coors? And some people are now saying that the one guy had it coming. I don't know, but...
apparently he said he had it coming.
Who said it?
What? The guy who got punched.
Said that he deserved to get punched?
I saw a quote somewhere that said, the guy who got punched said, I had it coming.
Oh. Is he okay, that guy?
No. I'm sure he is now, but he got
knocked
put to
out
sleep.
Cold. Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, is he okay?
That I don't
know.
You
put to sleep, you wake up. You have a beer, and you're like,
you
got knocked out. Pretty embarrassing. Anyway, that was in the stands of a baseball game. And I just think that Padres guy, like, there's no helping that guy.
No. No, and here's
who does that? Who goes up to someone and just knocks them out in the middle of the stands of a baseball game?
Well, and even if that guy has it coming, you're still going to get arrested. And here's the other thing.
Just so dumb.
That guy should be in prison regardless of what was said to him. You just can't walk up and sucker punch someone. And the other guy.
Well, it wasn't really a sucker punch. The guy was standing right there.
Look, it's a sucker punch.
If I think of a sucker punch as when I punch you, like when you don't know it's coming. That guy just walked right up to him. And was like,
yeah,
all
but
right.
That guy didn't know it was coming.
No, he
what
thought
do you mean?
He thought there was going to be some sort of verbal confrontation. And here's
oh,
my
he
thing:
he should have assumed that it could happen.
If you are talking
you
S should've? To someone,
yeah,
or you
should
someone,
assume someone's going to just come up and punch you in the
look,
face.
They're talking S. The that, guy is coming at you. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to assume that that guy's coming with malice.
And that's what I said. Yes, the one dude that punched him deserves to be in prison, but I did the old but. There's always a but. If you are talking S and you're in some sort of confrontation where someone is talking S to you and they start marching over to you with a sense of purpose, my man, get your hands up.
That's right.
You got to. And
that's
I'm not
right.
saying you got to throw the punch first.
That's why it wasn't a sucker punch.
But you got to get your hands up.
That's right.
You can't rope-a-dope.
What was that guy expecting?
You can't go Floyd Mayweather and put the hands down by the side. You got to keep the hands up and you got to be ready. The problem with that is that when you put your hands up, some people are like, hey, we're signaling to fight. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather have my hands up and ready and maybe escalate it than keep my hands down and get jaw-jacked like a chump.
Right.
You got to be and especially if that guy says he had it coming. If you've been talking some serious crap and that dude walks over to you, you got to be better prepared.
Yeah, all bets are off, man.
Yeah, you got to get ready.
Shouldn't
to go.
Happen, but no. You know, it did.
Stuff does.
Hey,
stuff goes down.
Okay, so welcome to our show, guys. It's yes. Isaac. That's me. Big Sook's right over there. There's Mike Lynch right over there in the other room. So I have a quick traffic thing that I saw today that I want to throw out.
Okay.
Because I don't like this. It makes me mad. And I think Mike is going to be on my side on this.
Well, Mike's a terrible driver, so, you know.
Just well, I'm an aggressive driver.
He's a fast driver.
Yes, he is.
I would not consider myself a terrible driver.
I just don't think Mike would ever do this.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but. So we're down here on McAdam, okay?
Yes.
In South Portland. Not Southwest Portland.
No, it's been changed now.
South Portland.
Although that still confuses some delivery services. I've had food delivered here and they've gone to the wrong street.
Yeah.
Because the address sends them the wrong
way.
We're
very hard to find. You know, radio companies don't like to be out in the open because we have hot takes and they don't want you to find us.
I will tell you, if you ever had this where, you know, you're leaving.
We have stalkers.
When you're leaving the office, because it's, you know, by the time we leave, there's no one here. And there's just some random dude hanging out in the parking lot. There is a little bit of that, like, you feel like that guy at the Rockies game. You're like, eh. I don't know what you're doing in the parking lot, but
I'm going to go ahead and walk to my car now.
Yes, but I will never turn my back on the dude just milling around in the parking lot.
But I'm packing, so I'm good.
Rob's going Lars Larson open carry. One of those old
An Odyssey station.
He's packing pistols. A golf ball in his pocket. He's going to throw it at him.
Takes out a 5-iron and starts swinging.
So what were we saying? What are we talking about? We like to hide radio stations. Like, we're down here on the Willamette, but most of the people that want to do harm to us or somebody on another station because they heard something they didn't like, they can't find us down here.
No.
So that's what saves our lives, pretty much. That and it's a fortress to get in here. It's very hard to get
you
in
here. You can't get in. Don't try it.
Well, you won't get in here. I mean, the only way you'll get in is if, I'm going to stop because... Never challenge.
You won't get in here.
Never challenge the listeners. You should not be able to get in here.
The only way you'll get in here is if you're a snake.
They do get in here.
Yeah. If you
snakes
are,
and rats
if
are
you
in
are
here.
A snake, then I think the door is wide open for you.
So on McAdam, there are two lanes going each way. So it's 4-lane with the median in the middle, okay?
Yeah.
It's not a freeway. The speed limit's, I think, only 30 maybe.
Yeah, I think it's 35. Actually.
I like to drive. Is it 35?
I think it's 35.
I like to drive faster. It feels like a faster thoroughfare than 30, 35, but, you know, the sidewalks are pretty close to the street. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Also, to be fair, 30 always feels slow.
Yeah. 30's too slow.
Yes.
No one ever drives 30 and 25. Get the hell out of here.
Dude, on McAdam, people drive 30 all the time. Like, there are people that think it's like a neighborhood. And they're driving 20 on this road. Drives me crazy. Any hoosies, they can pull over to the right and we can pass them and it's fine.
Sure.
So we have this happen a lot where somebody is on one side of the street, a pedestrian is on one side of the street and it needs to get to the other, but you don't want to walk all the way to the crosswalk, right?
Sure.
That's all the way down at the corner.
Understand?
I don't have time for that.
No.
Been there. We've all been there. It drives me insane. And I think this is an Oregon thing. that people stop for that person. So that person will cross one side of traffic because there's no cars coming.
And they stop.
They will
the
stand in the median and yeah. wait for cars on the other side, which inevitably will happen. It's not that busy of a road.
Yeah.
They'll be able to get a break and run across, even though they're, you know, playing Frogger a little bit. They'll be able to run across.
They boot, scoot, and boogie across when
they're jaywalking like harlotons.
In Oregon, though, people stop for them.
Yes.
And that drives me crazy. Don't do that.
It's kind of a courtesy thing, though.
But it's, I hate it. Because that person needs to go to the crosswalk. That's what crosswalks are for.
Yeah.
You do not stop traffic because you're too lazy to. By the way, this woman today, it was maybe half a block down to the crosswalk. It was not far to the crosswalk. But she had to cross right in the middle of traffic. Mm-hmm. And of course, one guy stops for her. And so now the other lane, so the other lane just keeps zooming by, and we're stopped, and she's standing there like, oh, waiting for the other lane to stop. And then finally somebody in the other lane stops. And now you got a backup that shouldn't be happening.
I think honestly why people stop, one, they're better humans than you and they're trying to be courteous. And two, I will say that it's kind of unnerving because when you see the person in the median playing the game of Frogger, what you don't want is that person, because you don't really know. That person could step off that at any moment, and you don't want to be the one, whether it's their fault or not.
Oh.
No one wants to be the one to clip someone.
Okay, so you're saying that's why people stop?
I think that's why people stop. There's a fear.
I don't mind that.
I think there's a fear of that person is clearly gone against traffic. They're saying, you know what? Screw you, crosswalk. I'm taking this to the J side. We're going a little jaywalking here. And I think people are afraid that in this day and age, someone's got their head up their arse. They're listening to their headphones. Their heads are down. They're going to step out in traffic. And now their whole day is ruined because now you got to wait around for the cops and someone to pick their teeth out of your grill.
I don't know if that's it, Sue, because I think that could be it for some people. But I think others are just trying to be courteous.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Cross.
Yeah, go ahead. You know, I see that you're standing there. This isn't just a crosswalk or a person crossing the road thing. You'll see this sometimes where, you know, there's cars waiting to make a left. Right.
Yep.
There's no light. It's just a left, like into like, say, a parking lot, and cars come in the other way. Do not have to stop for them. Right. You just go until there's a space.
Yeah.
And then they'll just stop and they'll hold up traffic in their side of the road. So someone could make a left into a parking lot.
A lot of hot takes coming in on this.
It's like a courteous thing, but it also slows traffic down.
The cops are in. Rob is right. Cop here. It's not courtesy. It's the regular cause of accidents.
Use the crosswalk. That's right. And if you don't expect cars to stop for you. And I don't think people do.
I stop.
Expect cars to stop.
I stop.
You should stop doing that.
No.
Because it is disrespectful to the cars behind you.
I am not going to be the one.
Sook, no one's going to jump in front of you.
That's what you say, right until you smack someone. The dumbass.
But the other lane doesn't stop.
The dumbass lady just a couple months ago ran in front of the gall darn Max. I'm not
good
doing
thing
it.
You're not a Max train.
Well, if they can run in front of a Max, they can run in front of my little car. I'm not doing it.
I get where you're coming from.
If I see someone in the median and it looks like, now, some of this is you got to survey and you got to assess the situation. You got to give it a Sipowitz. You got to look.
But the problem
if it looks like someone could go, if they are prepared, if they've got the little like arm back ready to go, I'm slowing down and I'm stopping because I'm not going to be the one to clip them, because it would just be like society right now that someone does that. I clip them through no fault of my own and then I get sued and I end up like losing a bunch of stuff because I ran over someone in a non-crosswalk.
The one thing that bothers me the most about this whole situation is actually the pedestrian. If the cars stop for them, a lot of the times the pedestrian will take their sweet time crossing the street.
Yeah, this woman didn't. She
That's good.
She did the shuffle run.
But like if you're going to do that and then the car stop, please run.
Yeah, get your ass across.
Like, don't just meander your way across the street.
You have stopped traffic because you can't walk down to the crosswalk.
Yeah.
You ungrateful, selfish bitch.
Now,
I don't feel that strong, but it's just annoying. And I just don't think I think more accidents happen the other way. More accidents would happen by people stopping because, you're not used to stopping right there. So somebody may not see that the cars in front of them are stopped and rear end somebody, or the other lane doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Right. So you got one lane stop, the other lane doesn't. And now what do we do?
Then
she gets hit by the other lane.
Exactly. Now someone gets hit.
And that's on you.
Look, I will just tell you that I don't know if people are handing them out, but I have told the story. I got a $300 jaywalking ticket. So to this, and that was like 20 years ago, and to this day, it's the most unjust thing I've ever received in my entire life. Start handing out some $300 jaywalking tickets, and you'll stop that.
Right.
Because that is the most ridiculous thing of all time. That being said, if you are caught jaywalking, don't sass the cop. I think you talk your way into that ticket.
I also had myself an interesting thing. It's sort of related, but not really related. So I got the notice in the mail that my driver's license expires in a month. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, renew your driver's license, right?
What a pain in the ass.
And also, my registration is up in June, so I have to do both in the month of June. So I'm like, okay, I know we need to get the real IDs starting in October to fly with our licenses, right?
Didn't they push that back?
No, it starts in October. It's been pushed back for 2 years already. It's October.
I think they pushed it back again.
No, the letter I said October. So
you're wrong.
You could be wrong.
oh, wait. I could be wrong?
You could be wrong.
Mike's always right.
So I'm like, okay, let me go online. It says you can do this online because we know that the DMV is tough to get to right now.
Right.
I go online. I start filling out my information, and it says if you want a real ID, you have to make an appointment to go to a DMV. And I went, well, okay. So I go to the appointment page, and you put your information in. It's like, here are the three locations that would be most convenient for you. It gave me Beaverton, Hillsboro, and Sherwood because I live on the west side. Beaverton, no appointments available at this time. Okay. Hillsboro. No appointments available at this time. Sherwood, same thing. I'm like, all right, let me try any of the other ones in the Portland area. Every single one in Portland, no appointments available at this time.
Of course.
Lake Oswego, no appointments available at this time. Hood River, no appointments available at this time. Newburgh, no appointments. Literally, I clicked on every single DMV in the state.
The DMV is shut down.
No appointments available at this time. So I was like, okay, let me call. I called the DMV, went through the automated messages, right? I was like, hey, I need to renew my license. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll connect you to an individual. Does the thing. Voice comes on. Hey, we're experiencing a high amount of calls right now, but you can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. At the end, it goes, all of our circuits are busy. Bye. And then hung up. So I can't call the DMV. I can't make an appointment at the DMV. So what am I supposed to do?
Now, there are lots of people.
Wait a minute. I've already got the answer to this.
Okay, because I was saying
Mike is wrong.
There were a lot of people that were disagreeing with Mike Lynch.
Yeah, Mike is wrong. They have pushed Real ID full enforcement in Oregon back to May 3rd of 2023.
Full? What is full?
Meaning if you don't have one, you cannot get on a plane.
So, but like,
well, if you have a passport,
have a passport, you do. But if you're going to use your driver's license as your ID at an airport,
it has to be
to have real ID by May 3rd, 2023.
Well, I'm so happy the letter they sent me said you need this by October.
Well, it was October, but they pushed it back because of exactly what you're talking about. Nobody can get in, and everybody's trying to get in, and there's COVID, and it's a mess. Hmm. And then we hit pedestrians.
See?
And then the Mariners almost get no hit.
Is it strange that, like, can you not open up more appointments? Like, can we schedule like 6 months
out?
Dude,
you're talking about the government.
Yeah, hello?
You're talking about the state.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's honestly everything. There's no, I went to we had to go to the vet yesterday, and you call the vet. Every vet is booked out for like 3 months. So it's not just that. Like, try getting an appointment to do anything. My daughter was trying to get an appointment to get her hair done. There's just no such thing anymore as like a convenient appointment. Everything is months out. I don't know exactly what, COVID and why it's all done that, but there's no appointments to be had in anything. That's just the way the world is working right now.
So I think, Mike, if you don't get a new one by June, and let's say you get pulled over for something, surely the cop will be like, okay, you can tell, like, look, I've been trying.
Yeah, can't.
Well, I wonder, because they said that some stuff was available to do online. I wonder if I can renew my license online.
Well, be careful running someone over that's crossing incorrectly without a license, because now it's your ass.
Well, I think that's the least of his worries. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't, I mean, the license portion.
Look, you run someone over and they're like, sir, your license is expired. See, now you're in it. This is why you stop and be a courteous human being.
No. But wait, that is the dumbest argument you've made in weeks. And that's saying something. because it doesn't matter what status your license is. If you hit someone and kill them, Mike's in a lot of trouble. He doesn't care about his license.
I think having an I'm going to the law here. If you hit someone and the cops show up, whether it's your fault or not, and you don't have a valid license, I think you're in some doo-doo.
Same exact scenario, expired license.
I think you're in trouble.
I don't think it matters. I think what matters is that family's going to sue your ass.
Officer of the law, I think it matters. I think it matters big time.
All right, I'm going to send a text.
Yeah. Put the scenario
to my sources.
Put the scenario out there. It's not necessarily your fault. It's like that. It's a little up in the air. But they show up. You've just flattened someone, and you're like, oh, my license is expired.
But if he can tell them the story, like, look, I've been trying, and I can't get an appointment.
Yeah, convenient excuse is what they're going to say, and then they put the bracelets on.
They're like,
on
you know, you're a murderer. But if you had a driver's license that was legit, you would not be, and we would call this an accident.
I think it makes a difference.
You could go home and not have to worry about anything.
Either that or be a Jenner. You can just run over whoever the hell you want. Or a Boeheim.
Well, anyway, my advice, take it or leave it, to all of you, is don't stop for jaywalkers. They are breaking the law.
Being a courteous driver is good.
Yes.
But if you're being a courteous driver against the laws of the road, that's annoying.
You're risking there's a lot of trouble going on behind you. You're inconveniencing a lot of people, even though you're helping that one selfish, ungrateful bitch.
Wow.
So there you go.
This is the hill that we're dying on.
Yeah. I'm
literally,
I'm upset about this.
Yeah. You're not happy.
However, she did wave, which I thought was
that's
nice.
Good.
And she sped walked.
Yeah, she did the shuffle.
Yeah, shuffled along.
No one runs, but you do you swing your arms faster to give the illusion that you're
running.
And
that's another thing. If somebody, like, okay, let's say a guy's waiting to turn right.
Yeah.
You know, in his car, but he has to wait on you to cross. So you're at the crossway, everything's legal. So he's going to wait. You know, hurry.
Yeah.
You don't take your time.
No, get out.
Let's go.
Exactly. Put a little.
It's the right thing to
do. A little pep in your step. It's how we keep society going.
That's right. All right. Well, do you want to talk about the Blazers game last night?
Yeah. That one hurt a little bit. If you're a Blazer fan, that...
didn't hurt me. I don't care.
That's why I said if...
Did it hurt you?
You're a Blazer fan.
Were you hurt by it?
No, I was not hurt by it. But I felt empathy because I, unlike you, am a good person.
Wow. Empathy is another one. Somebody brought that up.
And I felt bad.
Less tea, more empathy, more humility. Those are the three things we need in the world, and the world would be a better place.
I totally agree.
All three of those things. Those are our pillars.
And less of that Marjorie Green gal.
Oh.
Whatever that...
Well, whatever.
Yeah, she...
All right.
Could you hit her in the crosswalk? I'd be all right with that.
Hot Blazers versus Suns talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Teeing up the weekend of NBA seeding, jockeying for seeding position. We'll do that to start the show next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's our poll question today, 1080thefan.com. That's our website on internet. Brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. What do you have the most faith in? Blazers winning a playoff series this season, the Pac-12 closing the revenue gap, or the Mariners not finishing last in the AL West? Log on and vote. Vote hard.
I would go with the closing the gap.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have faith in that?
Yeah, the deal's going to be big. I mean,
what deal?
The new TV deal.
Oh,
I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
Well, I'm just talking about generally revenue gap. Generally, you know, the Pac-12 is way behind the SEC and the Big Ten.
And the Big Ten, they're more in there, but they're actually
are they ahead of the ACC?
Per school, they are. ACC brings in more money, but there's 16 teams as opposed to 12.
Oh,
so the ACC distributes slightly less, but they make more. So the Pac-12 is above that, but anytime these new deals come up, they're always big deals, and so the gap will be closed.
Yeah, but
significantly.
For maybe a day, but then when the Big Ten one's open and the SEC one comes up, then they re-widen the gap.
Yes, those are locked in for a number of years, though. So for a significant period of time, I think the Pac-12 is going to catch up. They're making, I think it's about 32, 33, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, let me put it this way.
And I'll bet you the new one, I'll bet you it's going to be somewhere in the mid-40s. And the Big Ten and the SEC, I think the Big Ten's like 50, 55, 56, and the SEC's like 49, 50.
Let me put it this way. if the Pac-12 is consistently, let's say, 30% behind the SEC and the Big Ten, can they get it back to square?
Oh, well, then no.
It's a different question because you're kind of – it's kind of a technicality what you're saying. Yeah. You know what I'm meaning is
– no, they can't close the gap.
They will always be behind no matter what. No matter how good this commissioner is, they will never catch.
I believe that to be the case. I think the Big Ten and the SEC – and no, they're on par with the ACC and the Big 12, but no, they will not catch the Big Ten. They will not catch – the SEC.
But they can close the gap.
They will close the gap. But to your point, they'll close the gap. And then the SEC and the Big Ten, when theirs come, they'll jump ahead and the gap will be closed. But they will forever be chasing those two. I believe that to be accurate. Yes. Mm. And the weird part is we have the TV markets. When you look through the Pac-12, I think Seattle's like what, media market number 9-ish. Phoenix is a top 15 market. Salt Lake is a top 25 market. Portland is a top 25 market. LA is a top 2 market. San Francisco. So that's the thing is that it's a little kind of like, oh, and it's a little maddening that you have these big giant TV markets, but there just isn't the interest. And I don't think that will ever change. And so I think that will be always the thing that that keeps you down. It's always gonna drag you a little bit.
So you would no longer vote for that?
I would no longer vote for that.
So you have more faith in the Blazers winning a playoff series or the Mariners not finishing last?
Mariners not finishing last.
Okay. In the AL West, I mean.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, who's going to finish last? If not them. I mean, I'm just saying.
Look, I think...
Angels?
Well, the Angels are bad and the Rangers aren't any good either.
Oh, Texas. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texas isn't good.
So you have more faith in Texas finishing last in the AL West than you do the Blazers winning a playoff series. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, I think the Blazers can win a playoff series. I'm not as in doom and gloom as you are. And again, it's going to depend on matchups and health. But I like the way Portland's playing right now. And you know, I think stranger things have happened. And I think you've got a guy that gives you a chance in most series. I don't think you really have one against the Clippers. But I think he gives you a puncher's chance with the way Lillard's playing and the fact that you can score. And, you know, you went toe-to-toe with Phoenix last night. Phoenix, second best team in the West. They didn't have Ayton, but...
I think just a lot of it is, like, puncher's chance and stranger things have happened. It's not exactly inspiring.
No, I don't have...
The team you don't want to play is the code for, well, they kind of suck, but they might have
We're celebrating them getting the 6th seed again. Or maybe the 5.
I wouldn't answer yes to any of those.
Or maybe the 7.
If I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on the Mariners. I wouldn't bet on the Blazers, and I wouldn't bet on the Pac-12. But if you're asking me which one...
That's why it's a good poll question.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on any of those.
Wait, there's no... You have to. Well, that's the poll question.
And so I just...
AAA Heating and Cooling will not appreciate you punting on this poll question.
I just answered it. Okay. I'm just saying if it was my own money,
I think
all of those are probably long shots.
All right, now we have to take a break. Now, when we come back, we will talk about hot Blazers-Suns controversy from last night.
Was it really?
I don't think so.
I think this is a made-up controversy.
About the foul?
Yes.
You thought that was foul?
Yes. It was ticky-tack, but if the shoe was on the other foot, Lamar Hurd would literally come out of his shoes and freak the hell out if that was Lillard or CJ. Mm. He hit him twice.
I don't think Lamar Hurd would freak out, but I think he would say, well, you know, he got him on the shooting arm there.
Got him on both.
Lamar Hurd's been pretty good about being neutral sometimes.
Don't know about that.
Well, but like yesterday when multiple times they'd show a highlight and he'd be like, ooh, yeah. That's a foul.
It was a little ticky-tacky, but he caught him on the one arm coming across and got him on his underarm.
Let's talk. Come back and talk about it. That's a whole other segment.
All right.
Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Chris Angel Mind Freak reopens in Vegas July 7th. God. Let's go. Please.
Hey, Souk, you want to go every night for a three-day weekend?
What?
You want to go to Chris Angel Mind Freak every night for a three-day weekend?
I'm going to Vegas at the beginning of June, and I can assure you...
You will not be at that show.
...that under no... I'm trying to think of the circumstance that I would end up at Chris Angel, and I can't really think of one. Minus Chris Angel giving me a large sum of money to come and be the only person clapping at that show, I will not be at it. It is the single worst... event I've ever been to, and that is saying something.
Somebody said on the radio broadcast yesterday, whoever the color guy is, compared Nurk and Lillard's passing chemistry to Stockton and Malone.
Yeah.
That would be Michael Holton.
Yeah. Is Holton on there?
He's the radio color analyst. He's the radio color.
Oh, I didn't think they had one. I thought.
No. Yeah.
He leaves and goes to the set for the halftime and stuff, but he does the radio.
Yeah, the Rampage.
They used to make Wheels.
Wheels did it solo.
Do it by himself.
I think Wheels.
Not always. Sometimes Brian Grant was there with him, right?
But Wheels liked doing it solo. Like he pushed for that. The Rampage, he does it.
Travis?
With, yeah, he does it with.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should listen to a Blazer game.
But look, it was a foul. I mean, granted, it was. You can say that it was kind of cheap or that
it was ticky-tacky.
It was ticky-tacky, but
sure.
You challenged it. It was upheld. And all you need to know is when Lamar Heard says that it was a foul, then it was a foul. And again, if the shoe was on the other foot and that was the Blazers, Blazer fan would be coming out of the rafters to yell and be like, we never get a call.
You just glossed over it there. But the biggest thing is they challenged it.
Yes. He hit him twice.
The officials are not in the business of they're going to objectively look to see if it was really a foul. And if it wasn't, they would overturn it.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yes. You can clearly see him scrape him coming across. And then while he's in the shooting motion, he hits him on the underarm. Look, again, I don't know if
it's clear as day.
It probably didn't affect the shot that much.
Not at all.
But
that's the thing. It's like,
but it hit him.
He definitely made contact with his upper right arm.
With his upper right arm, and that's the shooting arm. It's going to get called every time.
The worst part of the whole thing is that they challenged it.
Why?
Because then they couldn't move the ball up. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of got to challenge that, though, don't you?
No, I don't think so. Because, okay, you don't challenge it. He makes both free throws. How much time do they have afterwards? 2.9 seconds? Is that what it was?
2.4, I thought. Was it?
I think they bumped it to 2.9.
Okay. 2 point something.
You had decent
look. Get the ball, well, sort of, but you get the ball up to the half court line.
Yeah.
You've got guys who can hit shots all over the place.
Was that over and back, by the way?
I kind of thought it was.
I think it was over and back.
What is happening? I was like,
you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's, yes, I know you want to challenge that play because it seemed ticky-tack and it was, but I think thinking forward, you have to go, okay, let's say he misses a free throw. Then I still have my timeout and we have a chance to win the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Look,
so it's one of those things that I get it in some ways, but I really think he should have held on to the challenge and just had the ball at the half court line.
Okay.
Or, Robert Covington just make two effing free throws.
Oh, there you go.
Both teams had multiple chances to put that game away. Who was the
it was Dario Saric.
Yeah.
He missed three.
He was an 86% free throw shooter.
He missed three of four.
Mm. And what's Covington's not a bad shooter.
He's 80 something, I think.
Yeah, 80 something. And so, look, you both had chances to close that thing out. And
you know what the worst play was?
And you didn't get it.
The Booker double dribble.
And I love how they easy was like,
what?
You can't pick the ball up, do a spin-a-rooney, and then start dribbling again.
There was a double dribble, a missed over and back, and five missed free throws in the last however many seconds.
So again, that was my thing. Both teams had multiple chances to close that out and didn't take advantage of it. And then, Booker was able to hit a pair. And Booker, by the way, had been bad all game.
By the way, can we talk about him for a second?
Sure.
Is he overrated?
No. He's really good.
But I think that
last night, when I was
driving to play golf this morning, I heard Sprague say this, and I think he's right. Booker, when he's not hitting a shot, like he was just off last night, but when he's not hitting a shot, he doesn't do anything else. He's kind of like CJ McCollum in that way. He doesn't. Chris Paul.
He does have a point.
Yeah,
because Devin Booker couldn't hit a shot yesterday. What else did he do?
Exactly.
He doesn't defend well.
And he kept shooting.
Yeah.
I get that he can get in fuego, but so can CJ. I don't know. I think Booker, maybe, I don't know that he's overrated, but I think this is why he's not like put up there with the upper echelon guys.
He's 26-4-4.
So is CJ.
I think Devin Booker is a much better player than CJ,
but they're the same type of player.
I can give into that, but Booker's a much bigger player. I think he's a better ball handler. I think CJ's mid-range game is obviously pretty special, but I don't know. I think Booker is a legit all-star, and I think CJ is one of those guys that's always kind of straddling the line. So I think there's a difference there.
He's only 24. You say he was 26.
He scores 26.
Oh, scores 26.
Yeah, but I get where you're coming from
anyway,
with that.
Who cares?
The comparison.
Chris Paul still great.
Yeah.
Love him. An assassin. Remember that team was out with without Ayton too.
Yeah.
So that
showed early. They had no bigs outside of Ayton.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one to lose if you're the Zers.
Well, and you had it right there. And Lillard had another. Well, Lillard and CJ both were great last night. But, you know, Lillard goes the entire fourth quarter. And I thought that was going to be one of those where he just refused to let you lose. And he was great. He was a monster in the fourth quarter. And they had. If they end up losing on Sunday to Denver, you're going to look back at that Phoenix game and you said, you know, Ayton, you had it. It was right there. And you just, you let it slip away. That's going to be the one that stings.
Covington's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah. But
there's multiple things. I mean, Lillard missed the three that would have put him up by like five late in that game too. He shot it way too long. You know, it was just, there were so many moments because the Blazers were down by what? 12? Right near the end of the third quarter.
Something like that.
And it was all Lillard in the fourth, and he was dominating, and they still couldn't play a lick of defense until the last, like, 6 minutes.
But what's Covington's free throw percentage?
It's like 86, 84, something like that.
Come on, man.
You can't, but that's, everyone's, like, yelling. I had no problem with getting it to Covington.
What do you mean?
Well because the inbound pass.
They're saying that Covington, who was the worst on the floor, even though he's a good free throw shooter, should have been throwing it in.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they had Melo throwing it in.
What's Melo shoot?
I think he's better than Covington. Yeah. He's a good free throw shooter.
Well, so is Covington.
Yeah.
But he missed him.
I mean, he's a...
They're saying that Covington was the worst free throw shooter on the floor.
Yeah. Well, and
81 for career.
And that may be the reason why that it was easy to get the ball to him, as opposed to, you know, they do make it hard to inbound
basketball. The other team...
Yeah, the other team can play defense.
They scout, too?
Yeah, they do scout. But I just don't have a problem getting the ball to a guy who, by the way, in the fourth quarter, too, was... En fuego. Dude, that guy kept you in that game.
And he also hit two clutch free throws like 2 minutes earlier.
Yeah, so
Melo's at 89%.
Okay.
This year. So 81 for career.
So maybe there is something to the fact that you know, maybe you should have had Covington, but maybe Melo's a better passer.
I think he's a better inbounds passer. They use Melo a lot on the inbounds.
So I just think that's if that's where you're going to say that they lost the game is on the inbound pass, I can't get behind that. They got it to an 80% free throw shooter.
So the Blazers wanted to give that game away just a little bit more than the Suns did.
Yes.
And they did.
And they did.
So now what does it mean? Well, let's go over that in our next segment. 346 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, so the Blazers have lost to the Suns. It is over. They will not overturn that ruling. So now,
By the way, the final two-minute report came back that it was a foul as well.
Yeah.
It was a foul. So now the Blazers sit currently, as it stands right meow, sixth in the West. A half game up on the Lakers. Now, the Lakers, as you guys probably know, have two easy ones left at Indiana and at New Orleans.
New Orleans has no one. I don't know what Indiana's like. The last time the Blazers played them, Indiana didn't have anybody.
But they will be back to back. It'll be Saturday and Sunday.
But yeah, New Orleans has no one.
So if. Yeah, the Suns saved the Lakers' ass, really, because L.A. is most likely looking at a 6 or a 7 seed. Mm-hmm. So if they win out, the Blazers are going to need to beat Denver in order to avoid the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
So, and you have to assume that L.A. is going to win out. You probably have to assume that Dallas is going to win out because Dallas has two even easier ones than L.A. Mm-hmm. And they play tonight. I think they play Toronto, who's in full tank mode. Toronto's lost 8 of 9.
By the way, Toronto it's the same thing, or not Toronto, but Indiana, when they played Portland, everyone's either out or, you know, at least day to day.
So they really need to beat Denver. Now, the interesting thing is that Denver may not want that game.
Yeah.
Because Denver, so who does Denver want, Dallas or Portland? Do they care? Maybe not. I think what the Clippers and Nuggets are looking at as they fight it out for the 3 or 4 is they're looking at avoiding the Lakers. Mm-hmm. So the Lakers, the best they can do is get the 6, I think. So if you don't want to be the 3. So the Clippers are currently the 3 with a 1-game lead on Denver. Denver has that tiebreaker, but the Clips are sitting everybody tonight.
Yeah.
Now, they're playing Houston. They still may win. But if in the event that they lose that, the Clippers could actually fall to the four. And then Denver may want to lose the Portland game to be the four themselves and avoid the Lakers.
I don't,
which would help the Blazers.
That's right.
They asked Chris Paul about this last night, and then Lillard made his comment too. They were asking Chris Paul about, do you finish out because are you looking at seeding and you know, in the West? And Chris Paul was like, man, he goes, the West is such a meat grinder. Yeah. And he goes, it always has been. He goes, you're not ducking anyone.
Yeah.
He's like, you're just
playing.
I think
that's right.
And any talk of, you know, there was some, you know, banter going on. Is Portland better off going into the play-in and getting Phoenix as opposed to playing the Clippers? And that completely ended when you heard Lillard last night say that tomorrow is the biggest game, you know, period.
Sunday.
Yeah. Like, there's no way that Portland's laying down. I don't think Denver's laying down. I think everyone's going in, and because you don't know where the seeding is gonna lie.
Well, it's a back-to-back. Okay, so I think that the thing about, I agree. I think all this talk, I threw that out there as, because it is a talking point. The Clippers are resting people tonight, yeah. So, you know, you kind of wonder what their motivation is, but the reality is the motivation is generally health.
Yes.
They want guys rested and ready, mm-hmm. And so the Denver thing, you know, Denver will be, I believe, on a back-to-back. I think they play Saturday, Sunday.
Take a look.
And, or no, because are they playing tonight? They are playing tonight.
I will take a look-see for you.
Yeah, I don't think it is a back-to-back. Anyway, so they could set.
Yeah, they play the Pistons tonight.
Yeah, so it's not a back-to-back.
Yeah, but Friday, Sunday.
Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, because they played last night, right? So they're playing Jokic on a back-to-back tonight. That's what I was looking at.
Detroit tonight is the back-to-back.
Which is interesting, because they don't have to, but at the same time, they're in a dogfight to try to get up and get the three, so maybe they're not trying to avoid. If they were trying to avoid the Lakers, maybe they would just sit Jokic, keep him rested. And
I don't buy, especially with Blazers or with the Lakers, that anyone wants anything to do with the play-in game. I've heard that from Laker fan and people. Well, L.A. would be better off going into the play-in because they're going to win one of those two games, and then you avoid the Clippers in the first round. I don't buy for one second.
Well, I don't think the Lakers
or the Blazers or anyone want anything to do with the play-in.
Well, I don't think the Lakers at this point, they're just trying to get healthy.
Yes.
And if they're healthy, I'm sure that they feel like they can beat anyone. And they probably think they can cruise in the
play-in stuff. I still don't buy that they want anything to do with it.
Well, right. You don't want to have to put yourself in that position. But if you are, I don't think they're. I mean, they're confident.
So
they just need to get healthy.
Schroeder's back. Anthony Davis says that he should be good to go, and then LeBron is day to day.
All right.
And I don't know if it's tonight or it might be tomorrow, but the big three are going to play for the Nets for the eighth time.
That's tomorrow. For the eighth time
all year.
Stunningly, they're all back and healthy right before the playoffs. Dude, I swear to God, I think they've been slow playing the whole time.
It wouldn't shock
me. Just so nobody really knows what to expect from them.
Yeah, and they got two, so they'll get two, in theory, they'll get two warm-up games if they go back-to-back, because they play Saturday, Sunday. They can lock up the two tomorrow with the Bulls, and then maybe they play a little bit against Cleveland just to get some continuity, and then, you know,
I don't really care about the East.
You roll into the postseason.
TNT last night, they were talking about Charles Barkley was saying at halftime, he was like, if the Blazers could play any defense, they'd be scary. Do you buy that? Because
yeah, I do.
They're playing better defense.
They are, but it still comes in spurts, and we've seen the Rockets put up 129 against them. Phoenix can get whatever shot they wanted against them. If Portland were...
It was like Chris Paul was just walking into the mid-range jumper
exactly,
and was just sinking them.
Whenever he wanted. If Portland could be a top 12 defensive team, top 13 consistently...
But haven't they been since they've gotten healthy?
Well, no, they're...
They're like 15 or 16.
16.
Are they? Because I feel like that was a... They were using the 29th place defense, which they still are.
Yeah.
As... That's kind of misleading, right? Because now that they're healthy, they're playing much better defense.
But I think when you've watched them now that they're playing better defense, I don't think they're an easy out. I don't think they don't get past the first round. But I do think that this version of it, playing better defense, I think it's a pretty dangerous team.
So
I think
who would you rather play if you're Denver or the Clippers? Dallas or Portland?
I think I'd rather play Dallas.
I'd rather play Dallas.
I think the Blazers are better than the Mavericks. I think the way they're playing right now, And as great as Luka is, I think Dallas has one guy that scares you. And I think that on any given night,
where Dame, are they defensively?
Dame and CJ. I mean, what did they have last night? I mean, they were like, it was the fourth quarter. They had 68 combined. Those two guys can score. And Nurk brings them a different dynamic. I think I would much rather play Dallas than I would the Mavericks if I was one of those other teams.
Okay, defensive efficiency.
Portland. It feels like Dallas is Portland from like 2 years ago, okay, where it's like Dame and nobody else.
Dallas is 18th defensively.
Yeah, so not much. Well, I mean, as of late, not much different.
They've been weird because I think that they take nights. Well, first of all, Porzingis is back. Not that that's a huge thing because it's kind of a weird fit with him.
He kind of sucks.
But, well, I think it's just a bad fit. But they're trying to, anyway, he helps them. Mm-hmm. Or at least on paper should. I feel like they play to the level of their competition.
Yeah, they have some.
It's really inexplicable losses
where you're like, what the hell was that?
But when it comes playoff time, something tells me they're going to be pretty tough too. I think it's about even, yeah. Dallas and Portland.
Well, I mean, you look at the record, it is kind of about even. I just, like I said, if you ask me who I'd rather play, I'd rather take my chances with Dallas. Although they're playing well. They've had wins the last, they've had wins over, decent teams. They beat Miami. They beat Brooklyn, beat a pretty good Washington team that was playing better. So a lot like Portland, they've been on a bit of a heater. I think they've won 9 of 11, something like that.
All right. Friday randoms. Now I do want to mention, I haven't mentioned this yet. It is Friday, which means Joey Harrington will be on our show.
Yes.
We will talk sports and football with Joey Harrington at 5:30. So that means Friday randoms have to start next. There was a team that set the record for consecutive seasons missing the playoffs this year. You know who it is?
In the NBA?
Well, I didn't tell you the sport because, but yes, since the NBA season's wrapping up.
Then, yeah, I think I know.
I saw
a team that was
this is the record.
Lamenting. I didn't know it was a record.
Like the Mariners.
I just saw that they were lamenting another year without the postseason.
So we'll start that next on The Fan.